This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira. والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira. والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, if I can ask everyone to please stand up. Everyone please stand up. And go as far right here as possible, please. Even in the MPH, please stand up, sisters. Fill up the musalla as much as you can to the right, and then please sit down. Barakallahu feekum. And then the brothers who are out here in the overflow, you can go into the masala so that we can make more space for brothers to come in, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم everybody. عيد مبارك. I wanted to ask, inshallah, since it's a Sunday and we're expecting, alhamdulillah, a lot of people to come and celebrate, if everybody could please do their best, inshallah, to make as much space as possible. So that means squeeze up, slide up a few inches. So if everybody in a line can just slide up one or two scoots, inshallah, to create another line, that would be very helpful because we have a lot of people coming today, alhamdulillah. We don't want to leave anybody outside. It's very hot. Or it's going to be hot, inshallah. So I want to make sure we get everybody inside. So if everybody could please do me the favor of scooting up. If there's any space in front of you, any lines, please take that space. Do not leave any gaps because then people will just not sit there. Okay? Jazakumullah khair. We'll continue the takbirat, inshallah. We're just delaying for about 10 minutes so that we can accommodate more people who are coming. There's a lot of people that are still parking. We don't want them to miss the prayer. So we're going to push it from 9 to 9:10, 9:15, inshallah. Thank you for your patience. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And we can continue with the takbirat, inshallah, until about 9:10, 9:15.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا. والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Inshallah, just a couple of announcements before we get started. First and foremost, alhamdulillah, we're very pleased to have everyone here, and we hope and pray that inshallah it's a blessed occasion. With the over-expected, kind of beyond our expectation, the influx that we've had of people. So inshallah, we've come up with an exit plan, an exit strategy, so that people can get out of the building, generally speaking, a little bit easier, inshallah. Obviously, everyone will have to be patient, and we remind everyone, inshallah, to be patient, to be happy, to congratulate one another, to spend time with each other, and just be patient with the process. But in order to be able to get out of the building, generally speaking, easily, what we're asking everyone to do is the main entrance that's here in the front. We're requesting that the brothers exit out from the main entrance. We have brothers that are upstairs. We have brothers here in the overflow and in the lobby. And then obviously the brothers here in the main musalla. We're asking all the brothers to exit out from the main entrance quietly and patiently, inshallah. For the sisters, obviously we have the sisters here in the sisters musalla and then the sisters overflow in the entire multipurpose hall. We're asking that the sisters exit out from their right. If you go back, the sisters in the musalla, please exit back after the prayer, after the khutbah, to the multipurpose hall. And to your right, on the side of the multipurpose hall, there are multiple exits, and the sisters will be exiting out from there. You will see volunteers standing here on the left side of you, directing you to go towards your right. Please just follow those directions. It'll help create kind of like a little bit of better flow of traffic, inshallah. So again, the brothers, after the salah, exit out from the main entrance. The sisters, please exit out from the multipurpose hall, and that'll help us at least give a little bit more order, inshallah, to things. Now, before we get started, I'm going to explain, as Ustad Abdurrahman had mentioned, we obviously delayed the prayer to accommodate everybody. So inshallah, we're going to go ahead and get started now. Before we get started, I'm going to very briefly explain the procedure of Salat al-Eid. Salat al-Eid is two rak'ahs, two units. And the way Salat al-Eid is performed, there's multiple different methods done by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The way we're going to be doing it was narrated by Abu Huraira and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And the way we'll do it is when we stand up first for the Salah, we will begin with the Salah saying Allahu Akbar and tying our hands as normal. After that, I will say three long extra takbirat. Allahu Akbar, for which you want to raise your hands and release them to your side three times. After the third time, I will then tie my hands. Everyone should tie their hands, and then we'll have the recitation of the surahs. We'll go into ruku, sujood, and finish the raka'ah as usual. When we stand up for the second raka'ah, we will have the recitation of the surahs. After that, before going into ruku, we will have three extra long takbirat, for which you will raise your hands and release your hands. And after the third one, we will then say Allahu Akbar and go into ruku, and then we'll finish the raka'ah as normal. That is the procedure and that is the process. After the salah is done, remember there is a khutbah as well. There is a sermon. So please remain seated. Try to remain quiet and listen attentively. As we always say every Eid, our promise to you is that the khutbah will be short and sweet, inshallah. We won't prolong it too much. And there will be two parts to the khutbah, as usual. I will be saying the takbirat in the khutbah. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر في خطبة العيدين. He would say the takbirat in the khutbah. Do not recite along with me. Just listen carefully and attentively. And after the khutbah is over, then inshallah we'll congratulate everyone and we will start to proceed with inshallah the festivities. So if I can have everyone stand up. There is no adhan nor iqama for Salat al-Eid. If everyone can stand up and straighten the rows. Fill the gaps, straighten the rows.
Press to turn it on. I already prayed.
Straighten the rows, fill in the gaps. If you see any empty spots, please fill them up. Direct anyone to any empty spots that you see open. On the sister side as well, please try to come together, fill in any gaps. That way it'll accommodate more people, inshallah. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى
فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا.
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi ali gizati azim sifati sami simati kabir al-sha'n. جليل القدير الرفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جليل البرهان فخيم الاسم غزيل العلم وسيل حلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله رسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا واتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا الحمد لله. It is from the blessing and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are gathered here today at this very both joyous and sacred occasion to celebrate the occasion of Eid al-Adha. We are in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, one of the sacred months of the year, in the blessed 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, which were described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the best of days. And we are gathered here today on the day that is also known as Yawm al-Nahr, the day of sacrifice, that the Hujjaj, the people performing Hajj today, are performing the sacrifice, and even those of us at home are offering the udhiyah and the sacrifice. Anyone who is of financial capability has the financial ability to be able to offer a sacrifice, whether it be physically in person themselves or be able to sponsor a sacrifice, please remember to do so. Try to take care of that immediately as we conclude the prayer and we step out of here. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was rahmatul lil alameen, he was so merciful and so kind and so gracious and so generous. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke very strictly about this issue, that man lam yudahi, that somebody who has the ability to offer the sacrifice, they can afford to sponsor a sacrifice, and then they do not do so out of negligence, فَلَا يَحْضُرْ مُصَلَّانَا. The Prophet ﷺ said, then that person should not have bothered to come pray with us. So please try to remember to take care of that sacrifice. It is not just a simple ritual, or it is not just simply some cultural practice. It is an obligation and it is a requirement of our religion. Now, after that particular reminder, the occasion of Dhul-Hijjah and the Hajj and Eid al-Adha and the sacrifice is all it involves a celebration of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and to commemorate his and his family's remarkable sacrifices that are spoken about in the Quran. Even the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulallah, ma hadhi al-adahi? Why do we offer these sacrifices? And he said, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. This is the way and the tradition and the legacy of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so while we are here today, it's very important that we remember back and reflect back onto the life and the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his remarkable family, so that we can draw inspiration from it. And I wanted to share one particular dua, one place in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that after Ibrahim alayhi salam had sacrificed so much, after his family had sacrificed so much, he was commanded to stand for his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though they threatened him with death and tried to throw him and burn him in a fire, but Allah protected him and saved him. Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to leave his family biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in, to leave his family in a valley where nothing was growing and no one lived, and they all complied and fulfilled that commandment. Then Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his own son, Ismail alayhi salam. And again, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, they complied and they fulfilled the commandment. Time and time again, Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, and they complied and they followed through
every single time. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. That your Lord, Ibrahim's Lord, tested him in numerous different ways, and Ibrahim and his family fulfilled all of those tests. So at the end of all of it, what was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam? We know many people were fasting yesterday, and we know that after you fast all day long and you endure the hunger and the thirst and the exhaustion and the fatigue all day long, your du'as are accepted at iftar time. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, after all these sacrifices, he's making du'a. Now what is he praying for? What's he asking for? And Allah tells us. He says, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. He says, oh Allah, make me someone who will always be punctual and regular with my prayer. That's his dua. That, oh Allah, I have sacrificed maybe more than anyone before me. And up until the Prophet ﷺ, nobody will ever sacrifice that much. And so now any dua and every dua he can make right now will be answered, will be fulfilled. And what he asks for is, oh Allah, never take away the ability to pray. Never remove from me the ability to be able to worship you. Grant me the ability to be someone who is regular and consistent with my salah, with my worship, with my prayer. Because he knows and he understands that prayer isn't just, again, a ritual or a duty or a task or just a responsibility. It is all those things. But it is our connection to Allah. It is our source of peace and tranquility and serenity in this life. It is the way for us to be able to live a beautiful, meaningful life and be able to achieve the eternal success of the hereafter. Pray. And we immediately get an opportunity to live by this advice today. Because today of all days, we're going to be very distracted. We're going to be completely preoccupied. We're going to be running from one place to the other, one home to another, one celebration to another. And we have to remember to pray in between there. That's the fulfillment of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then he says, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. And for my children. His main dua is, oh Allah, make my children people who will worship you. We worry about so many things, and rightfully so, as parents. We worry about their education and their careers and their jobs and their lifestyles. Those are not bad things. But all of that means nothing if they don't have a relationship with Allah. And if they have a relationship with Allah and then they struggle through everything else, may Allah protect all of our children. But if they have a relationship with Allah and maybe nothing else, God forbid, their life will have meant something. We've been watching for the last 8 months, 9 months, our brothers and sisters in Gaza getting massacred. But it's so remarkable and powerful that you know their lives meant something. Because even in the moments where they're dying and they're holding their loved ones in their arms, they're saying, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is all I need. They're saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. They're remembering Allah. And that's how their lives mean something. So he's making this dua. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. He says, oh Allah, answer my prayers. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي. Our Lord, please forgive me. Number two, he's asking for forgiveness because none of us are perfect. The Prophet ﷺ confirmed this for us a long time ago. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّى. Every human being makes mistakes, period. Factual statement. He's not guessing, he's not suggesting, he's informing us. Every human being makes mistakes. The prophets were protected by Allah, but aside from the prophets, all the rest of us will make mistakes. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. But the Prophet ﷺ said, وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best of the people who make mistakes are the ones who turn back and repent to Allah. So today we ask Allah to forgive us. Say Ameen. We ask Allah to forgive us. We ask Allah to forgive us. We repent to Allah. It doesn't occur to us sometimes. It's a day of celebration. And it is. And we will hug one another and we will eat food and we will drink, coffee and we'll have a good time. It doesn't occur to us. But these happy moments are exactly the moments when we ask Allah for forgiveness. So we again say, oh Allah, please forgive us. وَلِوَالِدَيَّ And oh Allah, forgive our family members. That is the best gift that we can give to family. We always wonder, what can we do for our parents? What can we do for our family members who have done such favors upon us? We owe them so much. What can I do for them? No gesture ever seems like it's enough. Well, because we're not doing the ultimate, you know, we're not showing our appreciation for our loved ones in the ultimate way. And that is that right now, when we sit here and in our heart, we make a dua in the pause between the khutbah, make dua for your loved ones, make dua for your family members, make dua that Allah forgives you and Allah forgives all of them. Say ameen. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all of us Jannah in paradise. And that Allah grants us the companionship of the Prophet ﷺ and Ibrahim ﷺ in paradise. Ameen. Make dua for your loved ones. Forgiveness for us, forgiveness for our families. Walil mu'mineen. And on this day, in the best of our moments, in the happiest of our occasions, in the most beautiful of our du'as, we never forget our brothers and sisters, the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. Kajasadin wahid. We are like one body. When a part of the body aches, the whole body suffers and feels it. And so even on this day, even in between the invitations and the open houses, even in between eating food and enjoying ourselves and greeting one another and laughing and merriment, we will not forget to make dua for the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. We remind ourselves here and we will remember throughout the day and we will continue to remember every single day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them freedom. May Allah grant them dignity. May Allah grant them peace. May Allah grant them tranquility. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow peace and tranquility upon all the believers all throughout the world. Ameen. Yawma yaqumul hisab. And that's just a part of being a believer. Ibrahim alayhi salam remembers that, oh Allah, I will need your forgiveness more than ever on the day of resurrection. We've created a culture, or we live in a culture today. We're bringing up the day of judgment as somehow negativity. It's morbidity. Why would you do that? Why would you ruin the moment? Why would you put a cloud over this beautiful moment? But we're believers. And it's not a scary thing, and it's not a sad thing. It's a beautiful thing. Because imagine how beautiful life will be in Jannah on the day of judgment when we walk up to the fountain of Kawthar and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looks at our face and looks into our eyes and recognizes us and says our name and then gives us water with his own hands. Imagine how beautiful that moment would be. Why would I not think about that moment every single day? And so we remember that moment and we think about that moment and we say, oh Allah, allow us to be amongst the people who will drink water from the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Say ameen. آمين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين قال الله عز وجل في كتابه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهدنا
قلوبنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الاخره. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. وصلى الله تعالى على النبي الكريم. قال الله تعالى: ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. كل عام وانتم بخير. عيد مبارك. Everyone, please remember to congratulate one another, celebrate with one another, and try to be a little patient as everyone exits out. The sisters, please exit to your right from the multipurpose hall, and the brothers will be exiting from your left from the main entrance. Eid Mubarak, everyone.